This is a banana trial. Just next slide or two will show you how, give you an idea of the growth of the crop. This was an experiment that I planted many years ago now in St. Lucia using banana suckers. It was a trial to try and control a particular group of pests. And I planted this at the density that I mentioned, about 2,000 plants per hectare. And this was, I planted with what we call suckers, conventional pieces of vegetative material. And those, that was probably taken 4 or 5 weeks after I planted. So the plants had begun to establish very quickly. During the course of the growth of a crop, and this goes for all fruit that is brought to the international market, you have to treat them with pesticides. Bananas suffer from a lot of major pests. The pest that I was studying is a group of pests called nematodes, and these nematodes burrow into the root systems. And I'm afraid the only way of combating these pests is to use chemicals. And to this day, commercial banana estates around the world, those who are exporting to the major markets, will be using products such as this. It's not really acceptable. I worked 20 years ago, I was working with those. In the last 10, 15 years, I haven't been working with these chemicals because I won't say they've gone out of fashion. They're still being used by the growers, but from the research sponsors, by the donors' point of view, we're trying to move away from high pesticide inputs for all of our crops. But it isn't always going to work, because if there is no alternative, growers still have to use them. I'm going to move on quite quickly. That is a fruit. Bananas are harvested when they're still green, because they have to be, when they're still green and somewhat immature, because they have to survive 3 or 4 weeks in transit from the point of production to the point of sale. Also, you may be puzzled, why is the fruit sitting in this plastic sleeve? That helps to protect from other types of insects, little microscopic insects called thrips, which will cause damage to the fruit peel and will cosmetically make the fruit less attractive. So all farmers who are producing for the export trade have to go through this laborious process where, when the plant flowers, are putting these plastic sleeves on them. Okay, I'm going to move quite quickly. I talked about these nematodes, which damage the root system. This was my first job overseas, was in Jamaica, in way back in 1970, and my job was look for resistance to this group of pests in some different banana varieties. And those are the symptoms of damage. The plant falls over. Clearly, growers don't want their plants falling over, and they need remedies to prevent that. These parasitic nematodes burrow into the roots, and this is a root of banana, and you can see the lesions there caused by the damage. This perhaps shows it rather better. You can see these lesions, and these are the worms that I work with. I'm a specialist by training, actually. I'm a plant nematologist. These are nematodes. They're microscopic animals, less than a millimeter long, plant parasitic, living in the soil and then invading plants and causing damage to the roots. And in the case of the banana, a severely damaged plant falls over. And these are examples of the damage. This nematode, this pest, actually originates in the same place that the bananas originate, Southeast Asia and Southern India. And there's no doubt that the pest was carried around the world many years ago on planting material. And this is the planting material. We call them suckers, daughter suckers in Spanish, hijas. And that is the conventional planting material, and it's bits of material like this that would have been taken across the Indian Ocean or taken across the Atlantic Ocean and would used to start new plantations. Yes, I think I must move because I'm conscious that we only have about 7 or 8 minutes left. I did recently, I've done quite a bit of work with new varieties of banana. These bananas, as I say, that go on the market can't be produced without a high input of synthetic pesticides. Now, more and more, we consumers, we the general public, don't like this. And the search is on for ways to combat that, and one is through developing new varieties. It's very hard to breed bananas, and I could talk for an hour about that and would send you all to sleep. But breeding bananas is possible, and it has been done, and a variety called FIA 25, FIA was produced by a research organization in Honduras. Any Hondurinos here? No? Honduras in Central America? There's a well-known institute there that breeds bananas. And just the point I want to make from this is that I was interested in resistance to nematodes, and there are a number of new varieties that have been bred which are not necessarily resistant to nematodes, but they are tolerant to nematodes because they produce much more vigorous root systems. And here is FIA 25, a bred banana which has a much more vigorous growth habit than do the other varieties, and Williams here is another variety of this same Cavendish. It's a variety that was first discovered really in Australia and is still widely grown, but you can see there plants of the same age, there's quite a significant difference in root mass.